Hello, I'm Crystal, and this is a review of the clarineo from Nuvo Instrumental. Now, if you're familiar with a clarinet, you can skip most of this. If you're not familiar with a clarinet, then this may be helpful to you. I am a blind musician, and I had basically never touched a clarinet before. I had a friend in a high school band who played clarinet, and I held it for about 2 seconds. And so when I got this instrument, first of all, I was hesitant because I was like, okay, I play woodwinds, I play recorder, various kinds of flutes, I have the J flute from Nuvo, which I love, but what about this reed thing? I don't know anything about reeds. I still barely know anything about reeds. So I was worried about that. But that would be the case with any clarinet. If I had gotten a maybe more traditional B-flat clarinet, I'd be having the same questions. So, coming to this instrument as someone who pretty much never played a reed instrument before, except for a less-than-satisfactory experience with a practice bagpipe chanter, yeah, no. So I was worried about that. However, the good thing, reed-wise, with this clarineo is you receive Nuvo reeds as well as a cane reed. Now, a cane reed needs preparation just like any other cane reed for any other clarinet, but the Nuvo reeds are plastic. They're a synthetic material, and they play well. That's what I'm playing. So I like these reeds. I have also tried the cane reed that came with the instrument, but since I don't always have a lot of time, even a couple extra minutes to prepare the reed and then have to, you know, let it dry out at the end when you're done playing, I like these plastic reeds. They don't need to be prepared. They don't need to be wet beforehand. So that's an advantage to this instrument. Also, if you've looked up any information on the clarineo, you'll know that it has its own ligature system. It's got a lever here that you just pull up, put the reed in, position it on the mouthpiece, and go. And then when you want to take the reed out, you lift the lever up again and take the reed out, and then you have just the mouthpiece and then the back of the mouthpiece, the side facing you if you're holding it upright but in playing position, is open, because the reed creates the backside, if you will, of the mouthpiece. That's how it's able to vibrate and make sound. Like I said, if you play clarinet, you already know all this. I basically did not. I had an idea that's how it worked, having known people who also played saxophone and other reed instruments, but I hadn't played one. And as I said, as someone who needs to have the instrument in my hands before I can recognize how it really works, this was all kind of uncharted territory for me. I had a lot of questions. So you have the reed. This mouthpiece, also easy to place on the instrument. This instrument is in three pieces. You have the bell, which is a rubbery silicone material. You can squeeze it, but it's not going anywhere. It's not going to break. The body of the instrument with all the key work, which that was super overwhelming. I took the instrument out of the case and I was like, oh my word. Am I going to be able to figure out what to do with all these keys? I'm used to flute. Recorder has got tone holes, so that was a little daunting. But the instrument body is in one piece, and then you just put the mouthpiece on top, and you're good. Do not lose your mouthpiece cap. I haven't lost it, thankfully, but I have misplaced it temporarily. Is there, like, a thing where you can put a string or a clip or something on your mouthpiece cap? That I can't be the only one that happens to, and
I haven't taken the instrument out anywhere because I don't think anybody wants to hear that, and I won't subject them to it just now. Anyway, don't lose your mouthpiece cap. You need it. Even with a synthetic reed, it's best to put the cap back on the mouthpiece when you're finished playing. Also with these reeds, you can feel this plastic bump on the back of the Nuvo reeds, and that is so that it fits properly onto the mouthpiece. You just move the reed until it clicks into place, and then when it does, you can also feel the tip of the reed right there lined up with the tip of your mouthpiece, which is where you want it to be. It's very easy. This is meant to be a children's instrument. And so, I think this is a really great design. Nuvo did a really great job creating this instrument. And the sound, again, I'm someone for whom sound is, like, everything. Sound is my world. I cannot see to communicate with the world or to get information from it. So I do that with sound, and the sound of my instruments is important to me. Assuming I can make the proper sound come out of this instrument, it has a wonderful sound. If not, not so much, but that's not the instrument, that's me learning to play. So I'm going to play a few things. The last one, Seeds of Hope, is the first piece that I composed on the clarinet, and if you have a really good ear, you will notice that some of my notes in that piece are not in tune. And the reason is because of air support, or lack thereof. Again, something that if you haven't played a single reed instrument before, you may have quite a learning curve with the air support. Along with that, you do receive Nuvo reeds of different strengths, and you're going to want to test those if you're new to reed instruments, to see what strength feels most comfortable for you to play. And you may want to spend some time with each of the reeds. If it's hard to play, the reed may be too hard. If the reed says 3, I'm not sure what the strengths of the Nuvo reeds are, but if the reed, for instance, says 3, and you're playing it, and it's hard to play, it will be hard to play, because a 3 is harder than a 2, and a 2 is softer than a 2.5. A 1.5, I don't know if there is one in the packet, but a 1.5 would be almost the softest reed that you could find, and that would be really easy to play. Another reason you may not be getting good sound from the clarinet, or maybe no sound, is because you may be biting the reed. You may hear, when you first begin, like I said, if you haven't played clarinet before, you may hear something like this. You can hear that air just moving and leaking and just doing bad things. That's not the sound you want, obviously. And that means that you're not supporting the air that you put into the instrument. It also could mean, and probably does, that the airstream is not fast enough. This is not a recorder. You're not just and you get a sound. It's not a flute and you get a sound. You need some pretty intentional support behind this air to play the clarinet or any clarinet. So the sound that you want is not this. But is this. It's taken me quite a while to develop that sound, and I'm not even sure that that is really a good sound. Does it sound bad? No. Does it sound like... No. Now if you get a squeak like that, that means that you have too much mouthpiece in your mouth, and or you're blowing too hard. You don't need a lot of the mouthpiece in your mouth, just barely, because the reed needs to vibrate, and if you're not biting it, but you have too much of it in your mouth, you're preventing it from vibrating the way it needs to. You're going to need to do some practicing, and it's going to be probably some trial and error if this is your first time playing clarinet, before you get a sound that you like, a consistent sound that you like. And then you may experience what happened to me. Okay, yesterday I thought I was playing well. Today I can't get a sound again, and it may be that way, back and forth for a period of time before you find your consistent sound. And what I'm saying is, don't give up. You will find the sound, you will get used to the air support, and you will have fun playing the clarinet. Now, I talked about the key work and how overwhelming it was at first, and it's less so now. I really want and need to thank Brittany from Nuvo, who created an audio fingering guide. I simply asked for one. I said, you know, I'm totally blind. I can't read the fingering chart that comes with the instrument because it's like a normal fingering chart. It's got diagrams, and if you can see it, I'm sure that it's easy to read and you can just follow along with it, which is what it's meant to do. If you cannot see it, you need some other reference for fingering. Now, when I learned recorder years ago, I had a Braille fingering chart, which came with its own set of difficulties. Obviously, you need your hands to play. You also need your hands to read Braille. So you're jumping back and forth from that. Braille music, though it exists and can be had, it's tedious to learn in that way. So the best way that I have found is through audio. So now, with all the devices, the phones, the computers, the MP3 players, all sorts of portable devices, you can just have your fingering chart or your musical piece or whatever it is in audio format, and you can stop and start it as need be, look for the notes that you need, in my case, and learn the fingerings, and then when you've learned them, you don't need to mess with them again. So I'm really grateful to Brittany for creating that fingering chart. It was wonderful. She was very quick about it. I thought, well, you know, I didn't have an expectation that it would be very fast, but she tested a few notes. I said, yes, that's everything I need, thank you. And so she went on to do all, I believe it's 42 notes in the range of the clarinet. That's a lot of notes. That's a lot of fingerings. And she was just wonderful to work with. So, Brittany, thank you. What else can I tell you about this? Oh, the cleaning. Yes. You will, in the beginning, notice that the instrument fills up with condensation, and it may, if you're like me, you may find that when you first start, the condensation is dripping out of the bell. When you take the mouthpiece off the instrument, you get water dripping into your hand, and it's kind of, yeah, no. But the instrument is very easy to clean. It comes with the cleaning cloth, which is very funny because I've never had a cleaning cloth with a string on it and a chain. And like I said, these are designed to be children's instruments. So, I mean, but that's a really great thing to have. You can just pull the cleaning cloth through the instrument by its little chain and string combo. The J flute came with a similar cloth, and I had the J flute first, and I was like, that's cool. They should do that with all cleaning cloths. And so, good job, Nuvo. Good job on your cleaning cloth. That's really handy. Another great thing, I'm studying to be a certified healthcare musician, which means that we're trained to play healing music at the bedside and in various medical and other healthcare environments. And these instruments, the clarineo, the J flute, and I'm sure the other nouveau instruments as well, are really easy to clean. They're plastic. And sometimes when you say that an instrument is plastic, some people think, and maybe because of bad experiences with other plastic instruments, maybe just because, oh, it's plastic instrument, it must be inferior. I'm here to tell you, it is not inferior. These are really great instruments. They're easy to clean. That really comes in handy for healthcare musicians. If I go into a hospice patient with my J flute, and then, you know, it's a medical environment, so things happen, things are going on, things are going around in the air, as they would be anywhere. And so you can clean these instruments in soap and water, and that's really wonderful. That's also an advantage of having synthetic reeds, because you don't have to worry about other bacteria, your own or anyone else's, building up in your reed and it not being able to clean it well if you use a cane reed. So I would also recommend using synthetic reeds of whatever brand if you play a single reed instrument in any kind of medical environment. I didn't mention the weight, which was also a big concern for me. I have some nerve issues and things that make holding instruments, including a regular transverse flute, difficult for long periods, but also for even a short time if it's a kind of a bad day. So when I got the J flute, I knew that I would be able to play the instrument fingering-wise, because I was familiar with flute fingerings already, but I did not know how long or how comfortably I'd be able to hold it. And I really appreciate the J flute for its lightweight, because it's less than half the weight of a silver student flute that you would see in a band or an orchestra. And this is really, you may not notice it as much if you don't currently have a silver flute to compare it to, as I don't. I had one years ago, and unfortunately I had to rehome it because I couldn't play it anymore. I couldn't hold it. But I got the J flute. I can hold it. I love this donut head joint that they have. Fabulous. Because it shortens the reach. Again, though these are instruments designed for children, I want to make it very clear that if you have any kind of limiting condition, or even if you don't and you just want a lighter instrument that's easy to care for, you can just pull it out, play, swab it, put it away, you're good, or leave them out. You can leave these instruments out. Nuvo has stands, and that will encourage you to play more and more often, which is always a good thing. Clarineo, not just for children. J flute, also not just for children. I will probably, in time, have the whole collection of Nuvo instruments because they're great and they play well. They're practical. They're lightweight. They're cool. I can't see, but I chose the flute that is pink and white. Oh, one thing, make sure that whichever instrument you get, especially the clarineo, that it says 2.0. I had a mix-up with the retailer from whom I purchased online. I ended up having to purchase two clarineos because one, though it said it was a 2.0, it was not. And you'll be able to tell the difference other than it may have a printed logo or number on the instrument somewhere. But you'll be able to tell if your clarineo is not a 2.0 by whether or not it has a silicone wrapping around the joint where you're going to place the mouthpiece. If it does, it's a 2.0. If it does not, it's not. Also, the 2.0 has some rubbery tops on some of the
key work, not the keys themselves, but the little pads that close the tone holes on the front of the instrument. So if you feel those, you're good. Also, the clarinet I received that was not a 2.0, the mouthpiece wouldn't even fit on the instrument. So that was really my first experience, because I received that one and I couldn't even put the instrument together, and I was like, is this some kind of sign that I'm not supposed to play this instrument? But fortunately, that wasn't the case, and I purchased a 2.0 that is actually a 2.0. I don't know what color it is. I'll have to ask someone. But it plays well, it sounds good, and it's fun. So thank you for listening to my long-winded review. Hope you enjoy my attempts to play, and I hope you enjoy your clarinet experience.